With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Massive rains brought by Hurricane Helene have left many people stranded or homeless all across the southeast. The cleanup is going to be slow, and it's going to cost a lot of money. The death toll, at least 64. Helene has caused billions of dollars in damage across a wide swath of the region, and more than 3 million customers were without power at last check, and some face a continued threat of floods. Helene blew ashore in Florida's Big Bend region as a Category 4 hurricane, then quickly moved on to Georgia, the Carolinas, and Tennessee, uprooting trees, splintering homes, and sending creeks and rivers over their banks and putting strains on many small dams. President Biden is expressing concern over the loss of life and the devastation. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president said he's deeply saddened by the aftermath of the storm across the southeast and that his administration is focused on life-saving and life-sustaining response and recovery efforts. The road to recovery will be long, he said, but he pledged ongoing support and the necessary federal resources to help communities begin to rebuild. Greg Clugston, Washington.
At a campaign rally in Wisconsin yesterday, former President Trump blasted the Biden-Harris administration for the surge of illegal aliens into this country.
We will seal the border. We will stop the invasion immediately. We will begin the largest deportation operation in the history of our country because we have no choice.
Election day is 5 weeks from Tuesday. Top Biden administration officials have been meeting with port operators ahead of a possible strike at East Coast and Gulf Coast ports with a union contract set to expire late tomorrow. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg and others told port officials they should be at the table with the union and try and hammer out a deal quick. This is SRN News. Some churches are launching new Christian schools on their campuses, seeking to give parents more education options that align with religious values. State school voucher programs are not the driving reason, but they are making the startup process easier. In Florida, Ohio, and other states, there's now a greater availability of taxpayer funding to pay for K-12 private school tuition. The demand for church-affiliated schools rose out of pandemic-era scrutiny over what children are being taught in public schools about many contentious issues. Voters will decide ballot measures on abortion and immigration in Arizona, a key battleground state where Republicans are looking to capitalize on concern about illegal border crossings. Democrats, meanwhile, believe the abortion amendment will boost turnout for them. In fact, at least 9 states will vote on abortion in November, and experts are divided on which party might be most helped by the increased turnout. Pro-life advocates are focusing on those states. This is SRN News. With the holiday shopping season around the corner, experts recommend caution when a store offers you a credit card.
Federal Reserve says outstanding credit card balance reached $1.14 trillion as of August, meaning credit card debt is increasingly a concern for millions of Americans. Bankrate found the average store-only credit card has an annual percentage rate of 30.4%, significantly higher than the average APR of 20.7% for all credit cards. Jason Walker reporting.
The New York Philharmonic and its musicians union have settled on a collective bargaining agreement that includes a 30% raise over 3 years. The deal with Local 802 of the American Federation of Musicians calls for raises of about 15% in the coming year and then 7.5% each of the 2 following years. This is SRN News.